If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 89, Mayberry Events. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's and pick up some of your favorite Mayberry items. We've got all kinds of things there, DVDs, ties, all kinds of stuff. So drop by Weaver's, weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you very much for your support. Hey, hello everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm your host, Alan Newsom. And tonight we're going to talk about some of the Mayberry events that are going to be happening around the country this year. And a lot of them are happening every year, so this is not a one-time event. These folks show up and have these different Mayberry events all the different times. Now, the best way for you to find a lot of these Mayberry events is to actually go to mayberry.com. Let me pull that up for you guys that are on the video feed. You can go to mayberry.com, and when you go to mayberry.com, there is a link there called Event Calendar. And when you go to the Event Calendar, you can actually see all the different Mayberry events that are coming up throughout the coming year. Somebody asked me last week about different Mayberry events. They actually asked specifically about Mayberry Day, so we are going to talk about that. But before we do, I want to hit some of the other Mayberry events that are coming up this year as well, because there are several, and there are several that are reoccurring each year. So I know a lot of you guys have never been to one of the events that are about the Andy Griffith Show, but I have got to encourage you to try it, just to go to one, especially if it's close or nearby. Pick out one to go to. And I know you're going to enjoy yourself, because there are several. And again, I said, if you go to the event calendars link at mayberry.com, you'll see, you'll be taken to the Mayberry event calendar, and it is Floyd's Barbershop event calendar. And you'll see all the events that are coming up this year or any time whenever you might be trying to plan for vacations or things to go to. The ones that are yearly and have been going on for quite some time, there's one coming up. It's called the Annual Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. And this year in 2010 will be the 10th annual Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. And it'll be the 6th annual, held at the same time, Mayberry Comes to Graysville Festival, which is in Graysville, Alabama. This event is a lot of fun, and if you live in the area, which is not too far above Birmingham, Alabama, but if you live anywhere in that area, it's a very small town, a lot of fun to go to this event. You'll be able to visit with the cast members that'll be there, and this particular year, it'll be Rodney Dillard, which is the darling, the guitar-playing darling boy, and also his sister from the show, Maggie Peterson, Charlene. Both of them will be there. And it'll be a lot of fun for you. What they do there, so I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up of what happens, is there's a parade, and the parade's, okay, I guess. It's a parade. But it's got all the Mayberry squad cars, and usually there's 6 or 7 different Mayberry squad cars there any given year. And then they have an event down at the baseball field. At least that's what we've done in the past. And they have, it's a obstacle course race for the squad cars. Now, when we began the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals, 10 years ago, when that was begun, they actually drag raced the cars on an old airport road first. And then we went over to Brent, Alabama, and they had a nice long straight road that they let us, we did our drag racing on that road. And my wife was Checkpoint Chickie. Jan Newsom. She was the only woman driver, if I remember right. Isn't that true? Yeah, and she came in second 2 years in a row. She'll be glad to tell you. And she has a very heavy foot that she would drive our squad car. We have a 1963 Mayberry squad car that used to belong to Paul Mulick, and now we own it. But anyway, Jan drove it as Jan Checkpoint Chicky Newsom and came in second 2 years in a row. Kevin Sneed, speed, Sneed, beat her both years. And but you know, these are 1960 models Ford cars. And we just got to thinking, you know, maybe drag racing them wasn't the best idea. So we pulled out of the drag race. And so now what we do is an obstacle course race, and we have a driver and a passenger. The passenger is the runner, is what we call it. So they have to go to different stations. And in the past, they've started the race, and they go to the Rafe Hollister, or no, it's actually to the Steel, the Morrison Sisters Steel, and they have to hit the steel three times. So they come up, they run up, or they drive up to it quick. The passenger jumps out of the car, grabs an axe, and pow, pow, pow on the steel. And then they run, they jump back in the car, and then the car goes to the next station. And we've had everything from hanging a stop sign to arresting Ernest T. Bass and throwing him in the back of the car, buying ice cream to carry over to Thelma Lou. This last year they had to cross the Robert E. Lee Natural Bridge, which was they had to pull the car into a certain spot and not hit a pylon, kind of like on the Brady Bunch, you know, when they were parking the car and they couldn't hit the pylon or drop the egg off. It was that kind of thing. They had to pull into that spot, had to back up and go on to another spot, and had to mail a letter. They had to do things that were on the Andy Griffith Show. One of them, you had to buy Mayor Stoner's, had to get Eagle Eye Annie back from Mayor Stoner. Anyway, it's a lot of fun, and it's a timed obstacle course race. A lot of fun. That is a lot of fun to see. We have Barney and Goober over at the start line, and you can't hardly see it in the picture that's on the video feed right now. But if you go to the event calendar at Mayberry.com, you'll see Goober looking into the car. He's checking all the motors, you know, and he has something to say about every car, that parks in there. There's always something wrong with it, and he and Barney discuss whether the car is going to be allowed to go on or not. It's a lot of fun. So and that's just the beginning of the day. And then later in the day, this year, there will be a concert by Rodney and Maggie. Rodney Dillard and his band, and Maggie, I'm sure, will sing with them, and she'll be a part of the show as well. So if you can drop by there, definitely try to make time to do it. Now, there's some other events coming up, and if you look at the event calendar, a lot of things. James Best is going to be at several events this year doing some stuff. Jim Neighbors is doing a concert up in Pennsylvania. Again, just go to Mayberry.com to the events calendar, and you'll be able to see all these different events. But the ones I'm talking about mostly are the big Mayberry ones. There's an event coming up every year. It's in Troy, North Carolina, August 7th this year. It's going to have Rodney again, joined by Maggie Peterson, and tribute artists David Browning, Ken Junkin, Jeff Howard Branch, Howard Sprague. So we got Otis and Barney and Howard. They'll definitely all be there. And it's an event to raise money for the Montgomery County DARE program. And Howard Sprague, Jeff Branch is his real name. He's actually very involved in that and is a DARE officer there in Montgomery County. I believe it's Montgomery County where he is. But he's definitely a DARE officer, and they're raising money for that program. So it's a great event to go to. Again, we got a few other places that Maggie and Rodney are going to be appearing. And then we're getting up here to September 23rd and 26th. It's the last full weekend of September every year, when they have Mayberry Days. And Mayberry Days is, if you go to mayberrydays.org, Mayberry Days is the big Mayberry event of the year to me. It's always, it's just a pleasure, because the town of Mount Airy, North Carolina becomes the town of Mayberry for a weekend. And people ask what they should do, because it's an entire weekend. It starts on Thursday. Thursday, we have the golf tournament. And the golf tournament is kind of the kickoff. And then that night, there is a dinner at the Cross Creek Country Club every year to award the prizes and things from the day's events. And this year, they're going to have in attendance at Mayberry Days, they're going to have Thelma Lou, Betty Lynn, Eleanor Donahue, Miss Ellie, she'll be there. Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darling. Jackie Joseph is Romina, my darling Romina. Karen Knotts, Karen was there last year, and she's Don Knotts' daughter, and she'll be also performing a show during the weekend. We're going to have Laura Hagen. That's Earl Hagen's wife, so she'll be there. Doug Dillard and his band will be there. Leroy McNeese from Mayberry on Record, in one of the Andy Griffith Show episodes, he'll be there. Leroy's a great guy. James Best will be there. It's Jim Lindsay, you know, Roscoe P. Coltrane, you know him as that. George Spence is Frank, the fiance. David Morris. David Morris is Howard Morris's son, and he will dress up, hopefully, during the weekend at least once as, what's he call himself, Ernest II? Ernest II. Yeah, he's Ernest II Bass or something. So, and wow, he can talk a lot like his dad. His voice is very similar. So it's David just is a great guy. So I definitely encourage that. And finally, that we know of so far is Margaret Carey. She was Helen Scobie. So I remember Bess Muggins. But, you know, she was also Tinkerbell. She was the design person, the person that they used as the design for Tinkerbell on Peter Pan, the Disney movie. So she was the actor who kind of was they used as the go-by or the design to draw Tinkerbell. So they'll all be there. And again, that Thursday night, they'll probably be there signing autographs. You'll be able to get autographs, buy some pictures, visit with them. That's the best chance for you to get a chance to do that. Now, you had to buy tickets to be in the event itself, but really that's one of your best chances to get autographs because they'll be inside in the cool and they'll stay in there. You got a good chance. So if you come a little early and go back there and get autographs and buy some pictures, cause they'll probably have memorabilia for sale or photographs, things like that. So I definitely encourage that, but that's at the Cross Creek Country Club that Thursday night. Then the things really get started Friday. And, wow, there's the, if you go to Mayberry Days, you will be able to see, all over town. There's a paper called the Mayberry Confidential. If you go to MayberryDays.org, you'll be able to scroll down and see the 2009 edition. And in it, you'll see the complete schedule of every event and everything going on at Mayberry Days. Now, a lot of those things are free. You don't have to pay for a lot of them. You just get to go and attend, and it's just a great time. You'll see cast members, or not cast members, sorry, it won't be the cast members more than likely. You will see the tribute artist walking around on the streets of Mayberry the entire weekend. You'll see, there's Barney. You'll see him mostly up at the Mayberry Playhouse. You'll see him up there. You'll see me. I'll be Floyd. So I'll be just anywhere. I try to go down to Floyd's and stay around there as much as I can, but it's a very busy weekend. They have several shows going on, and we're usually involved in the shows, the tribute artist. So you just kind of have to be looking for us, but we'll be around, and you'll see us, and you'll see Otis and Goober, and Gomer, I'm assuming, is going to be here too. You'll see Briscoe Darling. You're just going to see tons of different Mayberry tribute artists and folks just having a good time. And you'll be able to meet and greet the other fans from the Andy Griffith Show. And honestly, that's my favorite part of the weekend. Not at all to take away from all those wonderful cast members, but it's the getting to know you guys, just like this podcast, getting to interact and know you guys a little better that's the great part. That's the fun part. That's what's really special, because Mayberry Days is long, because it's from Friday till Saturday night. And so you have opportunity during that time to visit and to get to know people and to meet people, people who are just fellow fans of the Andy Griffith Show. And I'll tell you what, that's a bunch of good people. So you'll want to do that. So pick up a Mayberry Confidential, and there's a golf tournament, as I said, the dinner. There's events happening at the Blackman Theater, and you'll just be able to look online if you go to MayberryDays.org and find that. Don Knotts' daughter, Karen, is going to be doing her Tied Up in Knots performance Friday at 12:30 that afternoon. And the tickets there are $15, so you need to get one. A lot of these events sell out really quick, so if you'd like to see that. She talks a lot about her dad and different things as she tells these stories about her growing up in her life. So that's a lot of fun. All kinds of Mayberry events happening. there's a Mayberry Days trivia contest, and that is, I believe, Friday as well. And it starts at 4:30, so you'll want to be at that. And if you're a kid, if you have a kid with you and they're good at Mayberry trivia, they get to participate in the Mayberry Minutemen Youth Trivia Contest. Now, I'm not sure what age you've got to be, but the kids that have won have placed or gotten, in fourth or fifth place at a minimum in the adult trivia. So the adult trivia contest is very hard. So it's just a lot of fun to come and see these people getting these questions right. And there's also going to be a book signing by our friend Joey Fand about the way back to Mayberry. That book is being updated for a 50th anniversary update of the new edition of it, and he's going to be there. Wow, I'm just telling you guys all kinds of things. The Doug Dillard concert, there's two of them. There's a matinee, and there's an evening show. And I would recommend trying to go to one of those. I recommend the evening show because there's more energy. And it's really the audience. The audience, a lot of times in the afternoon show, is not quite as, they're just not as, it's not as fun. I don't know. They just don't have as much energy. I think because of the heat, they're tired. I don't know. But I definitely recommend going to one of the Doug Dillard concerts if you had never gotten to. The one event that you really want to make sure you go to, if possible, is Colonel Tim's Talent Time. Now, there's two of them, and I'm skipping one. There's Doug Dillard, and then later on Friday evening, great show. If you have never seen them, I highly recommend these guys. And it's $10 to go see the VW Boys, Salute to Mayberry. These guys are bluegrass players, and they do magic and comedy, and I know that doesn't sound like it fits together, but these guys have been on the Mayberry Cruises with us, and they've also been at Mayberry Day, so I recommend that as well if you have a chance. Now, Mayberry Day's parade is Saturday morning. There's a silent auction of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, which all the money goes to the Surrey Arts Council to help put on Mayberry Days. And this is a great place to go and check out. They'll have this probably set up around the Andy Griffith Playhouse, around the marquee, unless it's raining, and it'll probably be moved into the lobby. This is a great thing you want to do. About Saturday at 10, it starts, and it stops. It's over at 12, I believe. I'm not sure about the time. Yeah, 10 till noon. And you will have your chance to buy some very, very creative Mayberry things. We've had a rabbit's foot, there's Barney's rabbit's foot. You know, there's just all kinds of really cool stuff. They'll have Professor Brower's class. And a lot of these things are costing money. If you go to MayberryDays.org, you'll see them. And then Colonel Tim's Talent Time. So you have two chances. The matinee is, I recommend it if you couldn't get the evening show. Okay, so the matinee show is good. The evening, Colonel Tim's Talent Time, the evening show, is the one you want to get. Now, that one's the one that's going to be hard to get tickets. So if you have a chance and you think you're going to want to go, the tickets are $25. I highly recommend getting them now. Get them as soon as you can. The matinee show is a little easier to get tickets for. Again, I think it's just because it's in the afternoon and everybody's tired from the morning and they just go home or go back to the hotel and sit around for a little while before they come back. But I recommend it. If you've already been to Colonel Tim's and you're just tired of Colonel Tim's, then there's a great Michael Hoover's Memory of Elvis. Michael Hoover will be at Colonel Tim's that evening and perform just a little bit with us. He always does. But Michael is a great guy, a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show. So he's just somebody you'll want to see. And that's it. When Colonel Tim's is over, which is the last thing of the day, there's nothing else going on. So what I would recommend in order, I would recommend trying to get Colonel Tim's Talent Time, the Doug Dillard concert, and these two aren't in order, but if you go to the matinee show, Colonel Tim's, go to the Michael Hoover show, because he's going to put on a good Elvis show if you like Elvis. And the other one that's in that same range to me is to see the VW Boys. Now, this year, since we got Kara Knotts, I would throw her in front of something, possibly, because she won't be there every year. We normally have all those other events. Of course, Colonel Tim's is like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? And it's different every year. So, all right. So one last event. Boy, I talked way too long on that. But one last event I want to tell you about that's coming up. Well, there's actually two. Let me hit this one. Don't want to miss it. There's a big 50th anniversary event coming up at, what's the name of the place? Let me pull it up right here. It's the, where am I? Here it is. The 2nd of October this year. The 2nd of October at Long Branch Baptist Church in Autryville will help celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show with a day of music, memories, and down-home fun. Rodney Dillard will be there and the Dillard Band, as well as Maggie Peterson, David Browning, Jeff Howard Sprague Branch, David Browning's Mayberry deputy, Barney. Myself is Floyd, and I believe there's going to be some other people there as well. There's going to be a couple events. Go to Mayberry.com and then to the events calendar to see more information. And then finally, the last big event, and you need to get tickets if you haven't already, and you want to go, is the Cruise to Mayberry 5. Cruise to Mayberry 5 is going to have our special guest this year, Jackie Joseph, Ernest T's love interest, Ramona Ancrum. So she's going on the cruise with us. She'll be at Mayberry Days, and then she's going on the cruise. This will be helping celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show. Folks, I realize that's a lot of different events, so I know you can't come to them all. I definitely do. So pick and choose and try to get the ones that you would really enjoy coming to. You know, maybe you can't pick but one. And if you can, I completely understand that. I definitely recommend, because I've known about them in the past, we've been to them, Mayberry Days. The Mayberry Cruise is wonderful. And the Squad Car National is fun. It's not on the same level as the Mayberry Days event, but it's a very fun event to go to. I definitely encourage that. And that's about it. Man, that was a lot of stuff about events. But folks have been asking me, what would you want to go see? Colonel Tim's Talent Time, the Doug Diller concert. I definitely want to see those. And then throw in what you can afford after that. Those are the two I would push for. The problem I have recommending Colonel Tim's is because I'm in it, and it's every year completely different. So we never really know how good it's going to be. But in the, 15 years or so, 16, however long I've been going there, it's never been bad. It's always been an amazing show. So, all right, now I guess that's enough tooting my own horn as far as that goes. And folks, I'd love to hear from you. If you've got events that you like at Mayberry Days or at these other events that you want to make sure people don't miss and that they know about, I definitely encourage you to write or call in to Two Chairs No Waiting at 888-684-8415. Drop me a line at floyd@mayberry.com. Or leave messages at the website. Whatever the best way for you to do this is, we'd love to hear from you because I'd like to know your opinion of these events as well. So I believe that's all we've got tonight. So I want to thank you guys for coming, and we invite you back next week to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.